So, Johnny, yesterday we talked about people sharing annoying things on Facebook and how obnoxious people can be with the oversharing. Mm-hmm. But every now and then something blows up that I actually think is really fun. And one of those things has been blowing up this week, and it's the Google Arts and Culture thing where you can, like,
I've seen
put your
that.
Picture in, and then it tells you what famous painting that you look
like. Okay, that's what that is?
I think so. That's what it seems like.
So is that an app that I download?
I believe it's just a Facebook thingy. Like, you just go on the face page, and you just, you know, load up your face.
Okay.
And then it tells you what famous picture you look like. I feel like during the break, you and I should both do it.
That's
and
a great
see what
idea.
We come up with, and I'm hoping they're flattering and not like...
Yeah.
Not like the people with the, what's the American Gothic or something like that.
Well, that's what's pretty cool is that, I mean, it can be, if I've seen a lot of them and they're either really close and it's almost kind of creepy that that piece of art looks exactly like that person, or they're completely way off.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, we'll try it out and then we'll come back and let you guys know who we turned out to be.
So we've had a lot of fun with this Google Art and Culture picture generator or picture thing, where you've seen it all over Facebook, I'm sure, where people are sharing photos of themselves alongside of a piece of famous art.
Yes.
And it basically just what it does is you post a picture and it grabs whatever that may be from a piece of art
that looks like you.
So
we just did this. We just played with this. Okay, so the first time I did it, I got a picture I thought was very unflattering. It was a portrait of Mrs. John Ernest Poyas by Samuel Finley Breeze Morris. Why do people have so many names? Okay. I thought maybe there was like so much in the background. There was like a white thing in the background.
Yeah, I think you had your headphones on and all kinds of
the
stuff.
The woman has like a white bonnet, so I thought maybe it had messed with the with the outcome. So I did it against a blank wall, and it came up Portrait of a Man by Anonymous. It's not even a named painter. And it's a dude with like a big beard and a big ruffly collar.
And well, that's the thing is that I also took a picture and I also got a balding man, which I am.
He's a dignified looking chap, though.
With a beard, right?
Your guy is Bernardo Gritti, Pro-Prefect of Bergamo. By Carlo Sarissa, and it was painted in 1646.
Wow.
I think your guy is kind of handsome.
I think that guy is what I will look like in 20 or 30 years.
He's definitely got like the male pattern, like receding hairline thing, but he is like about 20 years down the road from you. It's the same hair, like...
Yeah. Definitely.
And same color. Like, he's kind of a ginger. I mean, it's dark, but, you know, there's a bit of a gingerness.
So also in 10 or 15 years, you're going to have a giant white beard? Is that what it's saying?
I think that might be what's happening here. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
So in order to do this, you have to download an app,
correct?
Do.
You have to download the Google Arts and Culture app from the iTunes store or the App Store or from Google Play.
I think these are hilarious. I'm having tons of fun with this stuff.